You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into the Junkyard Dogcast. Producer Jordan here along with Rusty Mansell. Rusty, how's it going, man?
Good, man. Feeling a little bit, Kip. And Jake, trying to get these stories up on this win for Georgia. Down the plane, so great for everybody to check in, get some comments. But again, big win, dominating performance by Georgia. 34-10 win moves Kirby Smart to 6-1 versus Auburn in his first 6 years.
Yeah, not a bad record at all. Rusty, just give me your first reaction from this game. I mean, we saw Stetson come in, have his, you know, first real big win in a road environment. Just give me your instant reaction from this.
You know, Stetson Bennett, man, there's so many terms you want to use to describe him. He's just consistent, man. And I think the best thing about Stetson Bennett, he believes in himself. I mean, he's probably 5'10". He thinks he's 6'3", and that's the best part of Stetson Bennett. He plays a lot bigger than he is. I think someone on our board kind of hit it right. He said that is the slowest, quick player I've ever seen. And I thought that was a great description because you watch him on the quarterback keep on that third down, and you think, man, he's not chewing up any yardage. And next thing you know, the guy goes for 18 or 19 yards. So all that matters is that team believes in Stetson Bennett. And I'll tell you this, Rutz, right now, Kirby Smart walked off the field at Auburn with his arm around Stetson Bennett. And he was having a conversation with him. And when you go on the road and you go 14 for 21 for 231 yards and two touchdowns, you don't turn the ball over, you play very well. This team, this staff believes in Stetson Bennett, and what a great situation Georgia's in. When JT Daniels gets back, you got two guys. You got a very capable – there's going to be a lot of questions. This is still JT Daniels' team, but I'll tell you this. They got a very capable backup in Stetson Bennett.
Absolutely. Rusty, the defense, to take a page out of the old Martin Simmons book, kind of where that
– Every week. Every week. They just suffocate you. I mean, it's just – You know, Bo Nix made some plays today, and Bo Nix didn't have a lot of help. You know, when you go back and watch the tape, when you play a team like Georgia, the opportunities are so little, so few. You cannot have a mistake. They had three balls that were dropped today that were huge. If you were going to have any chance today at all, you had to catch all three of those. Two of them were on the money by Bo Nix, and Auburn wide receivers dropped them. And when you lose opportunities like that, you're not going to beat a team like Georgia. Just too good on defense, and they just shut them down completely after that.
Absolutely. Big day from the running backs. As Zamir White, Kendall Milton really salting that game in the way late in the fourth quarter. Talk a little bit about their play and what they kind of meant to that win.
Fresh legs, man. You look at fresh legs, Kendall Milton pounding you, Zamir White pounding you. Then you have James Cook in there quick as a hiccup. You know, but he's a lot bigger than people think, and he's pounding you. That run by Zamir White, you go back and look, they had immediate penetration. He makes the guy miss in the backfield, lowers his head, runs in a tiny hole for a touchdown. I still don't know how he got through there, but little things like that, man, make you smile. If you're a Georgia fan, if you're a Georgia coach, Georgia player watching tape, like, these guys are running hard. Great job, offensive line. We're going to have a million questions on Jamari Salyer this week. We don't know anything as of right now other than we hear an ankle. He is the Georgia's most valuable offensive lineman. We're not going to beat around the bush. But I will say when he was out, Broderick Jones came in, five-star left tackle. He played good. There's some depth there. But I thought Broderick Jones really came in and filled that role really well, left Warren Erickson at right guard. So You got to have Jamari Salyer back when you go down the line, these bigger games. You got to have that. You've got to have him back. So we don't know where he is right now. But if you're also looking at this from a Georgia perspective, you smile because those younger guys, including Broderick Jones, really stepped up.
Rusty, you know, big win over a rival on the road. You know, next week they've got Kentucky. How do you prevent the hangover just from such a dominant win over, you know, a big rival?
I've said this. If you're a member of Dogs 247 and you're on the Junkyard, I've been doing this now, I guess, 11 years with this particular site. I don't really buy into that deal like, well, we got senior leadership and, you know, everybody has senior leadership and everybody had a great offseason in June. But I did say this, and I don't say this much. This one was this team was different. And everything I kept hearing in the offseason with this team was different. They love the leadership, this leadership council, the team, Jamari Salyer, James Cook, Jordan Davis, all these guys that came back. These are not only leaders, they're respected leaders in that locker room. That's big chemistry. So when you think about not listening to the rat poison, not listening to this, not listening to that, a team that's very focused, and you see what they continually do week to week, and that's just put teams away. That tells me this team is extremely focused. They don't listen to the headlines. They're not reading all the stuff that's going around the Twitter and all this stuff. They are staying week to week, game by game, and they got Kentucky coming to Sanford State. And I'll tell you this. I don't know that it's because of what we went through in 2020 and you start looking at the capacity and lack of capacity and just didn't get a chance. But I'm telling you right now, the Arkansas game and the South Carolina game for Sanford Stadium was rocking. I'm talking rocking. And that was a noon game, Arkansas. So I expect Kirby Smart to challenge those fans again. And I think this 3:30 in Sanford Stadium, huge game in the SEC East this week because Kentucky has a game lead on Florida as well. So this game, for, you know, right now is for all the marbles. If you're going to play in Atlanta, you got to beat Kentucky. I expect a massive crowd, a loud crowd, energetic crowd, in the words of Kirby Smart, an elite crowd next Saturday at 3:30 in Sanford Stadium.
Absolutely. Rusty, Stetson's played well in JT Daniels' absence. But I think everybody wants to know, how close do you think JT is to coming back? I mean, Kentucky's got to be, you know.
Well, I tell you this, I never was a competitor athlete on the collegiate level. But I did play three sports, so I know a little bit about that energy in you. And the guy that's behind you starts doing this, next thing you know, that lat doesn't feel quite as bad on Tuesday and Wednesday, you know. So don't really know where he is. I think my gut feelings, you'll see him back this week. I think the focus for Georgia fans right now and the next couple of days, don't worry about what's going on, but you appreciate what Stetson Bennett has been through. The kid left, came back with a scholarship, started, lost his job. He was told he was third string, comes back, bails Georgia out of a game at Arkansas last year. Oh, by the way, he's leading Alabama at the half in Tuscaloosa, comes in, does what he needs to do this year, and goes to the Plains in front of a crazy crowd. I have been to Jordan-Hare many, many times. That place is amazing. Loud, it's off the, I mean, it comes unhinged is what I like to say, in that type of term. But I'll tell you this, Georgia fans need to appreciate Stetson Bennett, because I'm telling you right now, Georgia has got an invaluable tool in their back pocket with this guy in that quarterback room right now.
Definitely a roller coaster career for sure. Rusty, before we get out of here, let's get your player of the game.
Had to be Ladd McConkey, I think. I mean, you know,
I figured you'd say so. You've been calling for that on the previews for a long time.
I've been on Ladd McConkey. And here's the thing. You know, everybody I talked to in Athens, and it was hard for me, man, because I knew the board and the Junkyard. And, you know, we wouldn't really so much all these people are here now. Thank you for being here on our YouTube channel. We weren't around so much in early August, but I knew I was going to take a beat. And I said, listen, I kept saying over and over, listen, this Ladd McConkey guy is making plays. Ladd McConkey in every scrimmage was making plays. He should have had two touchdowns today because on that double move, he lit that Auburn DB up. The guy broke his ankles, and Stetson was a little bit underthrown there, and that's being picky with it. This happens. The second time he gets on him in a one-on-one, just blows by him, and Stetson hits him on the money. So, you know, you go to Auburn and you score two touchdowns in your first trip ever playing down there. Should have scored two. Definitely scored one and had another massive, massive big chunk play. So, Ladd McConkey, man, I mean, he's tested off the chart. And I retweeted this. If you follow me on Twitter, I retweeted that offer in late January of 2020, but for a reason, because you're going to talk about a hell of an eval from Kirby Smart and Cortez Hankton and all them. And I really didn't think Georgia was too serious on him until I heard Kirby Smart was in Chatsworth, Georgia, which is extremely northwest Georgia. I mean, that is extreme north Georgia. When he was up there at a basketball game watching Ladd McConkey play, I knew right then they were all in on him. And what a great eval, because this kid is producing early, and it's going to be a hard time. There's a lot of people hurt right now, Jordan. I don't care who's hurt. I'm not sure anybody that's coming back right now is stepping in front of 84's reps.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's all we got for you guys. If you're on YouTube, please like the video, subscribe to the channel. Georgia takes down Auburn, 34-10. I am producer Jordan for the Junkyard Dogcast. He is Rusty Mansell. We'll be back on Monday. We'll be recapping Kirby Smart's press conference, talking a little bit more about this win, and we'll have some good coverage for you guys. We'll talk to you next time.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.